So the thing then was how to self-express as myself in a world where everybody expresses almost as opposed of me. So then if I wanted to express as myself, I needed to be in somehow in their opposition, or to be smarter and just find a new way. And it took me 35 years to understand this fact, to understand that I need to be smarter. I need to let life help me, because I cannot know from this perspective where I'm in here in the game. I cannot know the answers, cannot know what to do. I have zero answers almost. So the only thing I can do is just to trust and just to let life take care of me, because life can take care of me. Life can take care of me, but it cannot be done if I want to take care of me, because what I'm doing then, I'm starting to fight life. Life lets me, okay, if she wants to do it, like it always leaves room for me. But if I want to help myself, I can only do it with the knowledge I have so far. And this knowledge is so little. But if I lean to life, life has everything. Life, all of a sudden, I am there with like the pure perfection of movement that could possibly be achieved. I can only, like, I need to only listen to life, and life brings me everything. I just need to stop speaking, in a sense, to stop noising life. Just to be still and listen to life and just follow its path. Then if one gets to this point and does this, it's like you need zero knowledge, you need zero power, you need zero, because life shows you, put your foot here now. It's like Twister. I once wrote about this. It's like this life here, it's almost like a Twister game. But you have life that tells you, now put your left foot on the yellow there. And I need to listen, because if I don't listen, then I don't know what I need to do, what it needs to do, you know? Like, I don't listen, then I need to trust, like, I need to think of with my own logic, and my own logic only views a small portion of reality with my own logic and knowledge from this place and here. But if I trust in life, it's not about trust even, it's about sanity, man. It's like recognizing what it's normal, and normal it's like leaning on life. This game here, this is about leaning on life. Like, look at me, I have zero knowledge almost here. Like, I don't know what I knew and what I know, let's say. Hearing from this perspective, it appears like I have almost zero knowledge. So it's obvious that I need to stop relying on knowledge, because it's false. It drives me in circles of stupidity and circles of automation, because it's only it's only knowledge. Knowledge always keeps you in circles. It's not life, which life is alive. But if I trust in life, life tells me you need to put left foot on the yellow. Ow! Oh, I just punch myself. I gesticulate when I speak. And life tells me put your left foot on the yellow circle on the right, you know? And I listen first. I need to listen first, and then I need to just act upon what I'm like told. And life speaks to me in waves. It has zero knowledge. It speaks in truth. Like, I can feel the truth of a situation. I can feel this is right and this is wrong. I can feel this is right. I need to go there and do this. And if I listen, it's good. I move through life. But oftentimes I'm afraid, and oftentimes, God, this is the most excruciating thing, that oftentimes when life makes a movement and it shows me something, then 10,000 other pests appear and 10,000 other monsters there, and no, don't do that, because this, and maybe not monsters, maybe it will try to show me something more incredibly beautiful than what show life showed me, you know? Maybe life put me now to maybe, let's say, eat a bowl of rice. But then the senses come and they know you need to eat fried chicken with like, life is telling me, man, take the bowl of rice, you really need it, you know? But I can only hear that if I listen to life, if I listen to my body, let's say, if I quiet everything down, if I quiet everything down and I listen, then and only then I can hear life speaking. And life tells me, man, take the bowl of rice, you really need it now. And if I listen, then I refrain from going and taking like a fried Kentucky wings or whatever. And I go and make a bowl of rice for myself, and I eat it, and I see how my body is like exploding in joy. This is how life always speaks to me. This is how life always works for anyone who is there to listen. Almost every time, like 100% is the single most certain, the single certitude that I have experienced in this life was the fact that each time I choose what life has indicated me, it will always be incredible after I choose it. This is 100% the single certitude that exists in this experience. All else, it's only probabilities, but this is the single certitude I ever encountered in this life. Whenever I made the step life has showed me, it was always, but before making the step, it would most of the times appear to be the most craziest choice possible, you know? Like, how do you, why do you put me to do this now? Because I remember so many times when I felt life telling me, oh, now, for example, I remember when it started to slowly show me in a sense that I need to work with food and I need to stop like completely like debunk the food, and I was, no, please don't take the food away from me. This is one of my pleasures in this life. No, why do you put me now to go it this far? I like, please let me the food, let me just enjoy everything like it is. And I remember this, and I remember myself feeling the wave. It's like waves, man, and I communicating life. It's communicating in waves, and I felt the wave, and I remember actually thinking with thoughts and thinking, no, why do you put me now? Wow, I felt the wave. I instantly felt, like in a split of a second, I felt everything that it communicated me, how I need to change the food, how I now need to start working in the debunking and healing my relation with the food. And I instantly knew what everything, like, it's like when life communicates, it's like a like an instant communication where you see not only that which you need to do, but all the past with what will happen and how you will feel. And I instantly knew the experiments I would go into, and I remembered I was here in this room, and I was walking through the door, and I felt it in a split of a second, and the next second I was thinking, oh, why do you do this to me? Why do you put me now to do this? I want to enjoy food, please let me do. So my mind was in going immediately in rejection mode, and but it took some time, and little by little of course, I did what needed to be done, and I healed as much as I could the relation I had with food. And yeah, kept like did even like a lot of experiments in a sense, and fasting, and I like eating very less, and eating like renouncing a lot of ingredients. And but every time, as I said, every time I did it, every time it was. This is what I could say, it keeps me alive. Like stepping on that step, life indicates me, this is how I remain alive, this is how I have life in me, because I am alive because I choose life. Even though it seems insane, I choose it, and even though it requires stuff that at that moment my brain is not, it's like it's fighting, it's why do you put me to do this? Or when I remember so many difficult stuff it put me to do it, like saying stuff to people I could never say, or take decisions that I could never do. But I, it's like some of these decisions, man, I was feeling like, no, I cannot do it, I will die. If I die, please don't put me to do this, because I'm dying. I cannot say this word, and then I will close my eyes, like pull everything, every tiny bit of force that remained in me, and just it's like vomiting it out, you know. It's just but this is how one can remain alive here, because if you don't do these steps, this is why everyone is dead, because people don't. Like they are born with some specks of life in them, but then no one teaches them to trust this life that speaks to them, to move and to listen to life, and to only make those movements that are the music, man. It's the music of life. It's like in this moment, it's like we are in an immense orchestra, and in this moment, a specific note, it is required for that instrument, for example, for the violin, it is required to play that part, not the other part that is in your mind. No, we are playing together this composition, so you need to play that part. It's like someone sending you exactly what the composition, the major composition that contains everything here, that unites everyone here and speaks to anyone at the same time. But people are dead, not because they are not moving and they don't have blood and air in their lungs, it's because they don't listen to life, and they are dead because they don't do the choices, they don't take the path, they don't do choices, they don't play the music. It's like instruments that are not used for anything. Some of them don't use the instruments at all, and they are like completely dusted over time because they are not used. And some of them, they are using it, but it's like stupid music because it's not a composition that is played here. It's not the main composition that it's written for all of us to play together. No, they are like, no, this is my instrument, I do whatever I want with it. And just they go and just explore their instrument and just create noise. And it's okay, because in the end, the instrument was created for this composition. In the end, everyone is learning how to play with their instrument the music of life, because actually, this is how we created everything. But the process of getting from no to yes, this is what the journey was, and this is what experience was, and everything. So I started from saying something, and I ended up saying this, but this is very, very interesting and important, for me at least, and I will leave it to this for now.